Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage. Todd Cochran, Geek News Central, part of the Tech Podcast Network team here at CES 2015. We're at the Ford booth with Gary, and we're going to get you caught up to date and what's going on with Sync. Some big changes this year, and of course, Sync 3 is what's coming and what's going to be in cars. So let's talk about Sync 3.
What can I tell you? Sync is Ford's technology for in-car communications and connectivity. And powered by very powerful voice recognition technology, Sync keeps our customers connected to people and to devices and to applications that they love to use while they're driving. Big news is here for us is Sync 3. It's our third, hence the name, our third generation of the product. All new design, everything in the design from a hardware and software perspective is ground up new for Sync 3. And what's really unique about Sync 3 for us was our approach to the design. For the first time ever, really in my experience in more than 25 years at Ford, we had customers come into our office and sit side by side with engineers and help us design the system. If you do any research around automotive electronics, you know, read something like a JD Power report, infotainment products in the automotive industry, biggest area of customer complaints for every brand in the industry. And we knew that we needed to solve this problem in a different way than we've tried to solve it in the past. And our approach to that was to really connect with customers. As an example, don't know if you've ever been invited to Dearborn, we have a multi-million dollar virtual reality driving simulator.
Yeah.
Very realistic driving experience, but very safe, because you can't actually crash it. We brought customers in, sat them next to engineers, showed them various versions of what Sync could look like. We asked them what they thought Sync should look like. And in the end, we had more than 22,000 pieces of feedback from customers that have all gone into this this redesign of the product.
You know what, I've been involved in some UI design stuff before, and I've always found that you get 50 people and people have 50 different opinions. But so your base of input probably had to be pretty large in order to kind of get those trend lines on where really you need to focus at. So 22,000 pieces of input, that's huge. That probably gave you some huge insights in the design changes.
Tremendous insights, and it's probably the most researched product in Ford Motor Company's history, right? And for a company that's 100 years old, that's quite a statement. The themes weren't surprising that came out of the research. Customers told us that they needed the system to be very easy to use. They needed it to be fast, and they told us they wanted it to be familiar. They didn't want to have to read an owner's guide. They just wanted to be able to get into it. And based on familiarity with whether it was an iPhone or an Android or a laptop, they wanted those themes of how you use electronics to carry over into our design. So we really chased those three themes throughout the entire design, and I can show you some of that.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Easy to use, pretty not rocket science, right? But if you look at the way the system's been designed, what we saw with customers in clinics and in these driving simulations is what you really need while you're driving are very large buttons. You can see our major domain buttons here, very large at the bottom. If I stop on the phone tab, there's also a theme throughout the design of this tile-based approach, right? And the tiles are not only very easy to read, high contrast ratio for the and large fonts, but they're very easy to touch while you're driving. One of the first questions we would ask customers when we invited them to Dearborn was, how would you design Sync? And many people brought out their phone and they showed us their iPhone and said, it should look just like this. But then if we let them drive in our simulator with that kind of user interface, they quickly realized that's not what they really wanted.
Right.
Right? And what they wanted was something that was very easy to find, large touch targets, something that they could take the action on the screen and get back to their primary task, which was driving. The other thing that you can pick up from the demo here a little bit, if my hand's not too much in the way, is the speed of the system. So one of the things that that we picked up from the clinics, sorry about the noise, is that a fast system equates to something that's very easy to use, right? And our engineering team spent a lot of time making sure that we you know, spared no expense from a hardware and a software technology perspective to deliver an experience that was lightning fast. And I don't know that I have used a system in a car or, frankly, anywhere else in my life that responds as fast as Sync 3 does.
I think, too, is if you're going to make it fast, you know, like when you've hit the climate button here, I'm going to hit the climate button, I'm going to look back at the road. And then I'm going to be able to reach up. And if I can just, out of the corner of my eye, hit the, you know, either the fan speed up or the temperature up and just get that real easy, it's less distraction, you know. And I don't have to be like, okay, can I have to dial in here? But I think the big buttons is a huge improvement in the speed, too. So yeah, did you see in the driving simulations, did you see people doing multiple steps between... How did that, what was, you know, was there any takeaways there? Were people doing one or two steps at the same time while kind of doing that, you know, doing the sideways eye glance or?
I don't know if there was any theme there. What was really encouraging to me just as an individual, not so much in designing the system, is we saw a lot of customers, even in a simulator where they really couldn't hurt anything, self-police their driving habits, which I think is good for us all on the road, right? If more and more people think that way. We would ask, you know, while they're driving the simulator, we'd ask them to make a phone call. And we actually had people that say, I'm just not comfortable doing that while I'm driving. And we were surprised that would happen in the simulator. But customers and, you know, the public in general getting more and more aware, which is a good thing, of their primary task needs to be driving. And the other things in the car need to wait for when there's a safe time to use it.
The annoyance I have in the vehicle that I have right now, and it's about 5 years old, time for a trade, is I hit my hands-free device on the steering wheel, and it's not a Ford product, but I'll say, call home. And I'll say, call Tony. I'll say, call home, and say, call Tony. So you've put a lot of work into the voice recognition. So can you talk just a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, what we found, we partner with a company called Nuance. They're the world leader by far in speech recognition. And what we found after shipping about 10 million Sync-equipped vehicles, all with voice recognition, is we have less of a technical challenge in understanding what you said. We have more of a challenge in understanding what you meant. And the way that, you know, older speech systems were designed, you know, you had to say exactly the name that was in your phone book. If you have a first name and a last name in the phone book, you have to say them both. Or if you're searching for a restaurant, you have to say exactly the name of the restaurant the way it's entered in the yellow pages. And if you don't happen to know the whole name, right, we're not going to be able to find it for you. So we spent a lot of energy in Sync 3 with fuzzy matching technologies, right? So we understand what you said. What you said doesn't actually match anything that we have in your phone book, or it doesn't match anything we have as a point of interest. What's the closest thing we have? And we found with that technology that our success rate of delivering what the customer wanted has gone up dramatically. And if it's not too noisy here, I can give you a quick example of finding a point of interest. Most people don't know that P.F. Chang's restaurant is actually P.F. Chang's China Bistro. And so in most cars today, if you said, I want to go to P.F. Chang's, it won't find it because you have to say P.F. Chang's China Bistro. Let's see if this will do it here for us.
Please say a command.
Find a point of interest.
How would you like to search? Please say by name or by category.
By name.
Where would you like to search? Please say nearby or in a city.
Nearby.
In Dearborn, please say the name of the POI.
P.F. Chang's.
Please say a line number or say none of those.
Line one.
Please say a line number.
It's going to be more options. Line one again.
I didn't get that. Please say the line number or say none of those.
Line one.
When ready, press the voice button and then say, set as destination, or dial the number.
So it's a simple example, but enormous frustration with our existing customers at finding points of interest by voice, because our technology up till now has required them, like I said, just know exactly the name of the place they're going, the way it's written in the yellow pages.
You know what I like about that the best is because I'm always having my wife look for the place on her phone, call for reservations. So this I can just say right now, I can go call for reservations, and at the same time navigate.
Yep.
That's awesome. And, you know, I think one thing that people need to realize, and if you haven't got a vehicle that's, you know, if you have an older model and you don't have some of this newer technology, the safety stuff you guys have added, and I don't want to get into that, you know, lane departure detection, all that stuff, so that if you are paying a little bit too much attention to the panel or something, the phone you shouldn't be looking at while you're driving, and you start doing lane departure, the car will tell you. You know, it's like it taps you and says, hey, you know, you need to move over. Actually, the car moves itself over, but well, to a certain extent. But I think that's really, from a safety standpoint, you guys have done a lot to tie that all in together.
Yeah, well, we're very proud of the active safety technology, and it absolutely has a place in the car, helping keep our customers safe. Relative to distracted driving, whether it's an infotainment system or the phone, the first line of defense is the driver and the customer. So while we're happy to help if you depart your lane, we'd really rather you keep your eyes on the road.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't think there's anybody out there that can say they've never looked at their phone from a text phone. If you can say that, I'd applaud you, but most people don't. But yeah, it comes to the driver first. So this is cool. This is some of the stuff here for Sync 3. I'm sure there's a lot more we could dive in deeper. But any other thoughts before we close out the segment here?
No, we're you know, really proud and really excited. We've finally been able to share what we've been working on for about 18 months. And in a few months, this will be in showrooms. So this will start to ship in 16 model year Fords. We haven't announced exactly which ones. It will go across the whole showroom in North America by the end of next year. A lot of customers contributed to designing this system, and I'm kind of excited for those customers to come in and kind of see the result of their work helping us do this.
But I did hear one thing. I heard because you've updated the hardware so much that the older Sync systems are not necessarily upgraded to Sync 3. Is that correct?
Right. Our current vehicles that ship with MyFord Touch will not be able to get upgraded to Sync 3. But we have continued since we launched MyFord Touch in 2010. There's been a continuous stream of software updates to improve and then enhance those systems with new features, and we expect that to continue.
Well, there you go, folks. If you're going to be looking for a car in 16, get into a Ford dealership and take a look. I tell you, it just makes driving an absolute pleasure. And check Ford out at Ford.com. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran with Geek News Central. I want to thank Gary here at Look at Name Tag for spending some time with us here at CES 2015.